What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, all the way from Downey, California, and welcome to my Chicano Cast podcast number 30. Today's show is on Chicano privilege. That's right, Raza, we have privileges too. Just like there's white privilege that, you know, you're all familiar with, well, there's Chicano privilege. Oh, maybe I'm making that shit up, Raza, but there are many privileges that come with being Chicano. Hell yeah, at least I know I love them, and I live them. And today, I'll go over a few of them, but, you know, I'm sure you guys will be able to think of some more, so be sure to email me at chicanocast@gmail.com. But before I start, I want to mention just quickly this Harvey Weinstein character. Who the fuck does he think he is? Donald Trump? Only Trump can get away with all that fucking sexual harassment, right? And I also need to mention DACA, or Trump's attempt to end it. Or did the fucker end it? I think he might have. But you know what? As Chicanos, why should we worry, right? We're here. We're legal. We're in the country. But, you know, under the true definition of Chicano, we're born in the USA, right? And while that may be true and we're not affected by this DACA bullshit, we still should fucking worry. And worry very much. One, because they are our cultural brothers and sisters. And two, because they are humans and deserve basic human rights. And three, yes, for selfish reasons maybe, is that if we don't stand up for them, then who will stand up for us when Trump gets even more stupid and begins taking brown people's rights away just for being brown? Or, you know, what's happening now that suddenly we feel discriminated more than ever, and those doing the discriminating feel more empowered than ever? I mean, honestly, my kids, you know, studying in New York, and me and the wife talked about driving cross country to go visit them just for the hell of it. And I honestly thought about, what places am I going to drive through? How am I going to be served if when we stop at a restaurant? Am I going to be allowed in the hotel? I mean, that is fucking Nazi fucking thinking. But that's the reality of it. I wonder, you know, about those states I have to cross on my way to New York. And I told her, you know what? Maybe not this time. Maybe let's wait 3 years. See who's a president after that. But right now, I'm a little scared. I'm a little concerned more than scared, I guess. And it sucks not being served. And I have not been served before. And I probably told that story in fucking Scottsdale, Arizona. And it felt like shit. And I just shut up and left. I could have said something, but I decided to just be the, I don't know, be the wimp maybe, be the pendejo, and just walk out. I said, fuck this shit. But that was Scottsdale. That was Arizona. It was a no-win situation there. It was at a bar. Anyway, if we're, you know, if we're still thinking that way, fuck, where the fuck are we? I think we took a lot of steps back is what we did. So that's why I think we need to stand up for DACA kids and for any other community that's being discriminated, because if we don't, you know, who'll be there for us when we get racist upon? Orale, racist upon. When we get discriminated. Hold on. This fucking computer's acting weird. Fucking $300 computer. You should be working better. Orale. Anyway, that's a good one for Spanglish. No, racist upon. Yeah, when we get discriminated, if we don't stand up for other people, no one's going to stand up for us. And that goes back to a podcast that I once had where I talked about, where I read someone, I quoted someone saying, you know, if you don't stand up for them, then who the fuck's left going to be stand up for you? And, you know, when we get discriminated, when we get marginalized just because of the color of our skin or because of who and where our parents are from, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, because what does it matter to be a U.S. citizen? What does it matter to be born here? What does it matter to fight for your country? A lot of veteranos are getting deported to TJ. What does it matter to be Puerto Rican and have that U.S. citizenship for all these fucking years? I guess it matters nothing, right? Anyway, lastly, Raza, it's just been fucking stupid to deport these kids. You know, them, for fear of being deported, have been model citizens and stay out of trouble. Most are getting educated and holding good jobs. You know, they're an asset to our community, an asset to our great country. Why would any fucking sane person or politician want to get rid of these types of citizens? I mean, not people like this. It doesn't make sense. Only a racist fuck cannot want these kids and have that type of mentality, right? Anyway, let me take a quick break here. I'm drinking my Lagunitas Hop Stupid. Not bad. Not bad at all. I recommend it. And the fuckers aren't paying me. Send me some beers. So yeah, Chicano privilege. What's that, right? Well, let me pull this one out of my ass because I'm struggling for examples, but here we go. One, being a total one privilege is being a total pendejo when it comes to translating English to Spanish and vice versa. How is that a privilege, Mr. fucking Chicano cast who pulls ideas out of his ass? Tell me, how is that a privilege? Well, let me tell you what a great privilege this is. As Chicanos, we don't need to translate either language internally. We can think in both of them. We can digest both languages, and therefore we can enjoy the best of both. Spanish telenovela, hell yeah. I get it. I may not like it, but I get it. White/Jew Seinfeld show, hell yeah, I get it. And hell yeah, it's funny and I like it. So only if you come to this country when you were maybe 13 or older do you have to do an internal translation of English to Spanish. And that always makes you be a second behind. And sometimes you miss out. But Chicanos, we don't translate internally. We just take it in as it comes. And we just get it. So when your mom tells you, ay, mijo, que pendejo eres para traducir, feel proud and say, hell yeah, ma. That's a Chicano privilege. But don't get me wrong, raza, if we force ourselves to, we can translate to either language. It's just a matter of practice and maybe some schooling. But as natural Chicanos, orale, natural Chicanos, I like that. Fucking organic Chicanos, huh? How about, how about organic Chicanos? Is that a new one? Ya me pasé, no way. Yes, as natural Chicanos, we understand both languages just as they are spoken to. Internal processing, not necessary. ¿Y saben qué? Maybe even a third language, raza. We also process a third language, believe it or not, Spanglish, because only Chicanos can do the Spanglish thing. All right, Chicano privilege number two, raza. What else can I pull out of my ass as a privilege for us Chicanos? Here's an easy one, having two cultures. Two cultures we love and can enjoy. Two cultures that are known throughout the world. And those cultures may not love us, but damn, do we love them. We can feel proud of our Mexican boxers and heritage, and we can also be proud of the USA gold medalists, Olympic winners. We can enjoy Mexican food con un chingo de chile, and we can enjoy a good burger. And we know the difference between a good and bad burger and a good and bad taco. Hell yeah, we do. If we know one thing, right? You know, we can like Morrissey, we can like rap and rock and have a good time to it, but can also enjoy and party to banda music, mariachi, norteña, rock en español. Hell yeah, raza. That's a freaking privilege. Not many people can navigate between those two worlds. We get both cultures, and that, my Chicano sisters and brothers, is a big-ass privilege. I know I take advantage of it all the way, especially here in Los Angeles, where I'm always fed one or the other. By the way, raza, this is just a plan, no guarantees. For my 50th birthday, that's right, 50th, not this December, but next year, I'm actually trying to get some homeboy named Richard Blade. Most of you fuckers listening to this don't know who he is, but I'm trying to get him to DJ my party. We'll see if that works out. I know the fucker ain't cheap, but he was a famous DJ back in the 80s with the alternative 80s rock, and I used to love listening to that homeboy. So anyway, I'm trying to book him. We'll see. Maybe I'll invite some of you fools. All right, let me take a quick break while I pull another privilege out of my ass and take another drink of this Lagunitas Hop Stupid IPA. Before I get to the next privilege, Raza, it's time for anecdotes of an average Chicano. So anyways, I like to watch this HBO show called Insecure. You know, I talked about it before. It's really good, mostly about black culture. So on one of the shows, a black guy living in another state asked his black female friend who lives in LA to bring him some Roscoe's chicken and waffles. You know, next time she travels to his state, I think he's in like North Carolina somewhere, I don't know, way out there. And she answers him. She says, "And be the only black girl on the plane with fried chicken?" And I thought, you know, I really thought it was funny, but I'm not sure I totally got it. But I just thought it was a funny thing to say, like, when are you going to be the only black girl on a plane with fried chicken? How does that even come up? Anyway, soon enough was I to know, right? Because a couple of weeks after that, me and the wife are on our way to Seattle to visit my daughter and her husband. So my daughter tells my wife, you know, there's all weddos up here in Seattle, which, you know, I did find that out. And she's like, bring me something. So anyway, I won't give away, let me go. So as we're going through TSA, one of our bags doesn't come out of the x-ray belt. This is at LAX. And then I noticed I got pulled to the back. So I asked the bag got pulled to the back, actually. So I asked the TSA lady, how or where do I get my bag that's back there? She says, just stand over there. It needs to be checked. So me and the wife stand, you know, we're indicated as the agent goes through the bag. And she grabs her bag and she tells me, mister, is there any sharp objects or breakable objects in here? No, ma'am. My wife does crochet. There's a crochet hook in there. But besides that, there's no fucking, what do you call those switchblades? Even though I look Mexican, or I am Mexican. Okay, she says, no problem. So she opens it up. Suddenly she fucking pulls out this big ass pack of flour tortillas. Yup, burrito size, raza. You know those bitches. She holds it up and tells me, next time, sir, you need to pull any food items out and place them in their own bin. We haven't told anyone yet, but it will be made known. Then she goes back in and she pulls out a fucking pack of corn tortillas and places them right on top of the flour tortillas. All this while other people are, you know, crowding behind me waiting for their bags to be checked. I was like, damn, I'm the Mexican on the plane with tortillas. I guess I do get that show now. So anyway, Raza, once I hung out in Seattle, I realized why we were taking my daughter tortillas. Seattle's a very, very, very white city. I never felt discriminated there, but damn, is that city white. It's hard to find anything brown there. Okay, back to Chicano privilege. And no bullshit, Raza, I am working hard to come up with one last privilege, but here goes. Okay, lastly, another privilege we Chicanos have is that only Chicanos can claim Chicano as our own culture, our own identity, and the best part is you don't have to be one if you don't want to. You can go through life pretending you're Mexican or maybe even white and even Mexican American, but when you're ready and when you realize it, you will declare yourself Chicano, and then only then will you be part of the Chicano culture and find out who you really are and why you do things a certain way. You will set yourself free, brother. That's right. Think a certain way and even talk a certain way. Once you realize that you're Chicano, you will have a great cultural pride and even a feeling of finally belonging. That happened to me, Raza. Like I told you guys before, I fucking never knew who I really was. Try to play the Mexican, try to play the gringo. That was hard as being Prieto, right? And then I fucking said, well, what the fuck am I? I'm not a cholo. Because in my stupid ass mind, I would always say cholos are Chicanos, Chicanos are cholos. Just growing up, you know, and listening to some of my people say shit like that. But no, Chicanos, we have our culture. And that, you know, at that point when your political, you know, even your political attitude will also change about being Chicano. You know, you'll be more sympathetic to the people's rights, to the suffering of our ancestors, you know, what they went through and are still going through, you know, in order for a better life. And what we're going through, motherfucker, because we thought we were safe 2 years ago, but once Trump got elected, fuck, I tell you, driving cross country, I don't recommend it, not for me. Maybe I'm too preto, that's why. You know, and hopefully you will realize how blessed you are for the sacrifices our ancestors made. Blessed for having the opportunity to live in the best country in the world. Not a perfect one, no way, not even close. No way, Maguey, but a great one nonetheless. The Chicano culture is so big, it is recognized as a culture. True, that is why it's taught at universities. That is why we have Chicano art. Because Chicanos have a unique life and a unique way of growing up, and we're getting more and more every day. You know, we have a unique way of seeing America and the way America sees us. Our culture is known worldwide, Raza, and is admired by many from other countries. You know, I got an email from Japan telling me how Chicano culture is big over there, probably more the lowriders. Hopefully they understand us and know what we really are, and it's more than lowriders. But damn, Raza, who would have thought? The other best part is that as Chicanos, we're accepting of other cultures and open to different people and experiences. You know, we understand them better than anybody, being that sometimes we just don't feel like we belong. And don't get me wrong, though, there are some confused Chicanos who are racist and support Trump type of thinking, and some of those are actually my friends. Yep, I'll be seeing them in a couple of weeks at a quinceañera. But those Chicanos are only that way because, you know, they hate themselves and are not accepting of themselves. That's deep. I hope they don't hear this because my ass will be disinvited, huh? Overall, though, Chicanos are sympathetic to all people and their struggles. And that is a privilege, you know, that we have because of how we grew up. not always truly belonging, not entitled, always knowing it's about who you are inside and not your color or your background or your wealth. So raza, we have privileges, Chicano privileges, and we have many more than the ones I just mentioned. And you know, I'm just too pendejo or lazy to come up with more right now, but you let me know which other ones we have. I really want to hear your opinions and your ideas. So email me at chicanocast@gmail.com. Raza, hope to hear from you. Anyway, I'm out. I'm proud. I'm brown. My Chicanas and Chicano listeners, I'm glad I got to do a show so quickly after putting one up a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's right. That's quick for me, bitches. Just got off my lazy ass and got motivated, huh? Oh, quickly, one last, on last week's show, a listener told me about the American Crime TV show and how it includes Latinos. So I saw an episode and got hooked. Season one is really good. It includes a Latino family. Season two is okay, and season three kind of loses it, probably why the show got canceled. But I at least highly recommend season one. It's on Netflix. And I also got an email from Benny, who is a Chicano living in the fields. I guess a son of immigrant parents who work in the fields. And he tells me, let's not forget about those Chicanos who actually live and work in the fields and sometimes are forgotten about and don't have the opportunities that maybe we city dwellers do. I won't forget you, Benny, and hopefully you're still listening. Anyway, Raza, I'm out. And if you want more shows, be sure to email me. It helps keep me motivated, okay? Take care. One of my favorite artists and songwriters passed away, and here's a little something to remember him, okay? Thank you.